So many of us have great memories about the music we made or enjoyed so much when we were younger, and all of that can just kind of dissipate unless there's somebody like Rick Kern in town, who is the producer of what is now the fifth annual Border Legends of El Paso Rock and Roll Concert. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Monica. It's glad to be back again.
Ah, this is just such a worthy effort and such a blast. And it's happening next Saturday, October the 12th. It's going to be from 3 to 11 at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium on Alabama. And this actually is the second year in a row that you've used the Almeida Shrine?
It is. It's our new home. It's big. We love the place. They've got two great big screens now to project, you know, all the images up there. And, you know, so there's not a bad seat in the house. People sit in the back and see it like they're right there at the movie. You know?
Oh, nice. Where was it before that?
Well, we've had it twice at Lancers, you know, Lancers
That's
East.
That's right. Now I remember.
And then we did it one time at Isaron over on the west side off of Country Club Road.
Well, it sounds like you found a really good home. This place is 10,000 square feet, so there's room to dance and carry on and have a great time. Give me the overview of the who, what, where, when.
Well, who, what, where, when. October 12th at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium, we've got kicking it off at 4 o'clock. Doors open at 3, but the first band will be Windy City.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chicago tribute band here in El Paso, a really good group. Frank Sotelo and Border Heat, they played last year, and people are going, get them back again, get them back. So they're coming back.
Are all these folks still living here in El Paso, or are they coming in from?
They are. Some of them are coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
After Frank plays, we've got Terry Manning. Terry left El Paso in 63, moved to Memphis, and became a very well-known recording engineer. He produced Led Zeppelin, ZZ Top, Lenny Kravitz, Shakira.
But his own music went by the wayside?
Well, he kept it going while he was doing all of this, but now he's doing it for himself. He'll be premiering two albums the night of our show.
Oh, that's exciting.
One's a tribute to Bobby Fuller, and the other one's called God Only Knows, and that is a rework song of the Beach Boys' God Only Knows.
I'll be darned.
And the flute player that's playing with him, her name is Christine. She's coming in from the Bahamas, and that's where Terry lives. She has played with Jethro Tull before, so we're talking Tall Cotton.
Yeah, these are great people coming from all over.
Yeah.
And again, people are getting tired of me saying this probably, but I find over and over again that the key to getting these rare talents to clump up and perform here in little old El Paso is somebody like you that brings them in. It's that contact and that excitement about just a cool gig.
It is. You know, all these musicians loved El Paso in its day. And back
the hospitality makes all the difference.
It really does. Yeah. And you know, these groups, they played for our high school sock hops and things like that and Battle of the Bands.
Oh, God.
The next group after Terry will be Jay Nye. He's a product of Boston High School, had a group called the Wild Ones, Nye and the Wild Ones. And then, of course, the band that I manage, which I'm extremely proud of, PT and the Cruisers.
They're super.
And they'll be playing.
Yes, yes.
And Rod Crosby and the Intruders, of course. Rod is my co-producer.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the younger set, you know, and the same youngers, around 30, 35-year-olds.
Rod, that sounds strange.
Yeah. We've got Jim Ward and Sleeper Car, you know, and Jim Ward is one of the owners
Super.
Of Tricky Falls downtown. And
he's an icon in this area.
Oh, he is. He toured with Coldplay about 4 years ago, and he's been with Sparta and at the drive-in. So he'll be coming in to do our show, and then wrapping it up will be one of the favorites, the Henchmen. And
that's fabulous. Tell me a little bit more about the Henchmen.
Well, the Henchmen, they were playing, back when I went to Isleta, in fact, they were playing some of our after game dances there.
Okay.
That's Paul Dillon, and at the time it was Mike Ballard and Mike Ekdahl. And Mike Ekdahl will be joining Paul this year, coming back in again. He lives in Nashville. So.
This is just so cool. What a chance to wear your old aftershave and tease your hair up in a big thing and stand there and slow dance and smooch. This is just going to be such fun.
And drink beer and wine.
That's what. Yeah.
All the stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, the amenities. There will be food available, but
it's
not an automatic, so it's an extra charge. Like 10 bucks a plate, apparently.
And, you know, there'll be different things they're offering this year. They're going to do kind of a 50s diner food.
Okay.
You know, hamburger,
that'll
stuff
be
like
fun.
That. So it'll be fun.
The Almeida Shrine Auditorium is at 6331 Alabama. So as you're going out to Alabama, I guess it's north-ish at that point. It's a left turn, isn't it?
Right.
To the shrine.
And I
got
to tell you, we're so excited about this year's show, too, because for the last couple of years, I've been trying to get Buddy Holly's Peggy Sue to be involved
yes,
with our show.
Yes, yes.
And she is coming in. She's going to be selling her autobiography, so that'll
That's
be fun
sweet.
Having her there. We're going to have a little meet and greet, a little private meet and greet for her on Thursday night. And then, of course, she'll be there Saturday for the show. And I'm going to get her up on stage. She doesn't know this yet. I'm going to get up there, and Rod is going to be singing Peggy Sue to Peggy Sue. So
that's sweet moment.
That'll be a camera moment for sure.
I really do have to wonder how many of these performers, gigs like this that you have created for them, gatherings such as these, how many of them would put their instruments down if it weren't for this opportunity.
It's interesting you say that because last year we had the Chains, Roy Penny and the Chains here.
Mm-hmm.
They came in from Florida. Some of them came in from Santa Fe and a couple of them from around Fort Worth area.
Mm-hmm.
And they had so much fun. First time they played since, 43 years?
Whoa.
And Sonny Melendres, who was our MC last year,
yeah.
he used to book them a lot while they were here in El Paso, McKelligan Cathedral High School and stuff. And we'll have Sonny back again this year.
Yes.
And so it'll be fun. And the guys enjoyed it so much last year that they're coming back, not to play, but to be a part of our party. They had so much fun reuniting with their old friends and everything.
It's just a great thing that you do. And I know that you were a drummer and singer of note and played with a number of different bands in town. Do you take the stage as such? Or
you know, I really love performing, but I haven't kept my chops up like I used to. You know,
tisk,
I studied
tisk,
in the old days.
Tisk
yeah, I know.
Now,
But given the opportunity that night, if a certain group, and I won't say who it is, but I already named them, but if they ask me up, I will definitely get up there and play with them. So
all right. Well, I suspect you can be plied with your favorite beverage and maybe made to croon
gain some
a little
confidence
bit.
There.
Yes. or eliminate all reserve.
That's right.
But,
exactly.
I want to thank my guest, Rick Kern. He's the producer of the 5th Annual Border Legends of El Paso Rock and Roll Concert, which is considered the greatest high school reunion and concert in town with 8 great bands of the 60s and 70s. It's all going to take place next Saturday. Doors open at 3 o'clock. First performer goes on at 4 p.m. Awesome bash until about 11 p.m. It's all at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium, 6331 Alabama. It's $15 at the door or in advance at All That Music, which is at 6800 Gateway, or at either of the collectibles locations, Mesa or Loma Land. And you can buy food and beverages during the event. So this is going to be another great time. You can visit borderlegends.net for more information. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Monica. This is great.